Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Stomping on Eggshells. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. Thank you for tuning in today. Today, guys, I want to talk a little bit about marriage and just how certain people view it today versus how it may have been viewed in the past. I guess just some of the theoretical aspects of it, me sort of experiencing it myself, me being able to interview and look around the world at what's happening and the different divorce rates, the single parent households, you know, how that plays effect into everything that we're sort of experiencing in marriage today. So let's jump into it. So, the first thing is, and I know most people can sort of relate because, maybe you see it, maybe you're in it and you don't really know what's going on. But for, you know, since the dawn of time, right, straight from Adam and Eve, God made Eve a helpmate for Adam, you know, took out one of his rib cages and, or took out one of his ribs, rib cages, took out one of his ribs and made Eve. And I think a lot of times they've had it right. And we've seen, back in the day how, just like evolutionary, I guess, we've seen that women are usually there to support men. And in today's society, women have received a lot more freedom. I think that debate is something for another day, so we're not going to talk about a lot of that. But I think it does play a huge role in, you know, where we are today, right? So evolutionarily, women were helpmates to men. They took care of the home. They took care of the children. And for most women still have the proclivity to do that, right? So most still have the willingness and angst to do that. What we've done, though, is as a society, we've basically told women that their career should be first, and now we have women getting married later, you know, and this is obviously women and men because it just doesn't seem like a fair trade-off. Because everything that women find attractive, you know, the men don't really, and everything the men find attractive, women think that they can operate like men. And it's been a whirlwind of things that we've sort of seen, you know, whether that be people not getting married, women dying alone. And I think a lot of this stems from the fact that people talk about happiness a lot. Oh, I want to be happy. Oh, I want a partner. Oh, you know, I want somebody to laugh with. Guys, that's, you know, that's the Disney fairy tale of it all. Right? And if you are chasing happiness, you are going to be a lonely person. Because in life, we just experience so many roller coasters that your happiness may last for a moment, may last for weeks, and may last for years, but it's always some sort of test, some sort of tragedy, some sort of situation. I'm thinking of the word, I cannot think of it. It's 10:30. Like, what do I do? But at the same time, they're chasing something that they'll never get. And I've talked about this before. Right? Happiness, you know, being able to chase happiness is one thing that we can do in the West because we've made it so comfortable for people, you know, to sit in an office job and, you know, play on their cell phones and their laptops, right? We don't have any real stuff going on, no dust bowls, no wars, right? So we've just found a way to make this world so safe that people, or not even the world, sorry, I'm speaking in U.S. terms, right? So made it so safe that, you know, people can operate in this whole magical fairy tale of it all. But doing that in marriage is definitely a mistake. In marriage, just like in life, there's so many ups and downs. You have to come together with another person. You both have to figure out what the roles are going to be. Understanding that certain gender has a natural instinct to, you know, go out and work and, you know, hustle hard. And then the other one has the angst to sort of just, you know, be happy raising kids and helping others, helping you. And that is just natural instinct. And you can see it today. People, you know, like women still want to do, you know, most women still want to, you know, go start a family and have a baby and have a husband and, you know, take care of the household like they've been doing, you know, since the dawn of time. And most men still want to go out and, you know, hustle and, you know, work hard and just do the things that, you know, we're naturally built to do. Now, because of everything going on right now, it is, the roles have sort of been flipped on their head, right? And you do have, you know, household where both the parents work. Sometimes because the woman wants to work, sometimes because they need to work. You also have sometimes where, you know, the woman's the making all the money and the dad's a stay-at-home dad. Totally fine. Do what you want to do. I'm not, you know, coming for anything, you know, because I feel like people should live the life that they want to live. And however, there, you know, the statistics say that people, you know, in the country where we're just the most free and we have the most things, nobody's seen anxiety and depression rise like this ever. Right? So what is going on? Right? And there's a bunch of different things, right? And I know I'm sort of dancing around this, but, you know, we're sort of just walking through a bunch of ideas. But, like, meaning, you know, we're staying on the marriage topic, but some of these things that sort of branch out will, you know, will bring it back full circle. But we're seeing women wanting to be men and women wanting men to be women, and nobody's really happy, right? So we have the, just, I mean, the chaos of it all trying to just communicate with each other nowadays because of the Me Too movement and, you know, people were treated, you know, women were treated so unfairly before, and Their problems were never taken serious, so now we've pushed it all the way to the, you know, to the other end of it, where it's just like, oh, you have to believe all women and everything's taken serious. And it's just, you know, it's not usually that black and white. So, you know, just, I believe that we pushed it a little too far in the direction of, oh, hey, we have to believe all women, because now men are sort of getting pushed to the back, and now you have all these red pill channels, right? So, you know, you got Fresh and Fit, you got Just Pearly Things, you got Thon Lexi. You have, you know, like you had Kevin Samuels, RIP, right? But all of these channels coming out because they're just like, hey, this is, it's getting way too off the rails. It seems odd that we want to change a system that has worked for so long. And it'd be different, right, if women were just like, oh, hey, like we want to work and we want to do these things, so let us do these things. And that's just not what's happening, because they still, you know, women still pick the professions where, you know, they just care for others, you know, nurses, teachers, caregivers, whatever it is. And men still pick the hard labor jobs, like going out and building buildings and doing plumbing and AC, working out in the sun, right? Women don't want to do it. And they go, oh, well, some women do. Like, that's not what we're talking about. Like, everybody always wants to make the outlier argument, and the exception does not make the rule. And that's always. So some women, yes, there will always be outliers, right? Outliers, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, just Tom Brady, always outliers. But the exception still does not make the rule. So now, bringing this back to marriage, we have come to a place where you could at one point just get married, however the marriage took place, and they knew what their jobs were, right? A woman knew that she was supposed to bear children, she was supposed to take care of their children, and then when her husband got home from working out in the sun all day or doing whatever he did all day working, she was supposed to take care of him. That is still and was the natural order of things. Now, you've given this freedom, right? You've given this freedom to women, and instead of saying, oh, hey, yeah, like some of us, you know, want to go out and, you know, work in the fields, or, you know, some of us like would like to get into CEO positions. You just said, oh, everybody, you know, like you should do that. Like women, you should want to be better. And so now you have parents driving their daughters to do something that is not really a natural inclination for them. Like, sure, they might want to make their own money, but now they're doing it out of fear, because you have women that are just like, oh, well, yeah, I really want to have a family and I want to do this, but yet I want to have a career, and you can't have it all. And that's sort of what we've come to in today's society. It's just like, you know, women, we've gotten this far, and yes, I am not women should just do dishes and clean or whatever it is. Feel free to do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying the data and the statistics say that you are very unhappy when you do that, right? So because now you say, okay, like I'm going to figure out my career and then I'll find a man. Guys, as men, we can do that because we don't have a biological clock. We can work until we're 40 and then settle down with somebody 25, and then they're in the prime of having baby years. We'll take care of them and then they'll be happy. Women can't do that. You go through your 20s, you know, and it's not just you're getting older. You know, you're picking up more emotional damage. So, like, whether that be, XEXual or otherwise, you're picking up a lot of things that people in evolution did not pick up because they knew what their roles were supposed to be. So now you're going out and you're getting these big careers and you're saying, I'm still working and I'm still working, and you're trying to do everything the man's supposed to do. And then you start to figure it out at like 28, 29. Oh, this doesn't make me happy. Like, I really want to raise a family. And so now you're trying to look for somebody at 28, 29, and then maybe you find them, maybe you don't. But now you got to start having kids right away. Right, because you have no time to waste. You know, geriatric pregnancy starts at 35, and you have no time to waste because you've wasted your whole 20s, like, trying to work on a career that you don't even want because you want a family. And in marriage, that's a big thing, because women, they go into these marriages and they go, oh man, I worked so hard on my career. You know, I make $100,000. And so I want a guy that makes that. And the funniest thing is, guys, like, we don't care about what women make because our natural instinct is to go out and make money and work hard so our families are taken care of. And for women, you want to be taken care of. You see how that's like, that contradicts itself. So now you're saying that, oh, I want to be the breadwinner and I want to be taken care of. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Right? So the personality that it takes to go out and be successful in the world and in the business world, it's not attractive to men. Right? So women say, oh, I make a certain amount of money, so men should make that too. When they don't understand that, oh gosh, like, I've actually waged myself out of dating. Because men don't care. You know, men can make $1 million. Men can make $40,000. Men can make $60,000. They're not going to care what a woman makes. But women, on the other hand, they're just naturally evolutionarily have just been taken care of. So they're like, oh, well, I have my money, but I also need him to make the money because, like, I see him as a provider and, you know, I still need him to take care of me and I still need these things in order. And, you know, I still want him to be good looking and I still want him to be strong so he can protect me. And that's just not who you get because the personality doesn't lend itself. Like, we want women who are feminine, right? We want women who are feminine. And some of those careers that women have now just don't show that. And so, as I keep saying, I'm going back to marriage, and something else pops up, right? Sorry for going on this long tangent, but stay with me. So all of these things you're bringing into marriage. So you're bringing the baggage, you're bringing the, hey, like, I want my cake and eat it too. And then you're getting men who you don't want, and you're saying, oh, well, I can just go get another one. And that's just not how it works. And there is crazy data, especially now with all of the dating apps and that data being out, we understand that there is a crazy amount of people swiping right. It's just not on all the guys, right? So it says that, you know, women swipe, I can't actually remember what that statistic was based on, but a lot of these red pill channels are using it. But basically, it just states that women swipe right, you know, meaning, you know, they swipe to say, oh, hey, I like the guy, way less than men swipe. Men aren't picky, you know, they might see a cute face. You know, they might see something that they like as far as like the personality wise or what they like to do, but women all are swiping right for the same guys. So while it seems like, oh, you know, these women, you know, are getting all of these guys, you know, these high earning guys, these marriageable guys, these top tier guys, it's not so black and white, right? Because it's just that the top tier guys are sleeping with all the women. And so it was just like 20% of guys are sleeping with 100% or like 90% of the women, which is just crazy. And so now you see, and a lot of this, I think, has to do with social media and, you know, and dating apps, obviously, but how easy it is to just reach people nowadays. And so everybody wants these top tier guys, the guys that are, you know, making the most money, or the guys that are good looking, you know, the guys that are looked at as protectors and providers. And the truth is that there's only one woman that can get, you know, like, so there's 20% or 10% of the women that are going to get these 10% guys. And so what happens to the other 80, right? They look at it as, oh, I settled, right? Just because you slept with a top tier man, oh, I settled, you know, not seeing as, oh, like this is, you know, like this is my level, right? I'm average, so I should get with an average guy. I'm above average, so I should get with above average guy. I'm below average, so I should get with a below average guy. They're seeing as like they're like women are conflating, like, you know, having sex with guys to actually, you know, dating these guys, right? And because it women's hormones and men's hormones work so different. Like, men can have SEX and just be done with it, right? I can be in love with my wife, go have sex with somebody else, and just be done, right? That person means nothing. That's just how men operate. But women need to be, you know, they need to fall in love. They need to have some sort of feelings. You know, it needs to be some sort of mistake, drunken night, in order for them to do whatever they're doing. And guys don't operate like that. And you're having these people get into these marriages and they're going, oh, well, I'm not happy, so, like, I think I'm going to leave. Oh, you know, he didn't take me out to dinner, so I think I'm going to leave. Oh, well, I sort of settled for him, but, you know, now I think the guy that I did want is about to get divorced, and so I'm going to leave. And people are just getting in these marriages for wrong reasons, and, you know, I say women a lot of the time, and because it's, you know, women file for the divorce 80% of the time. So it's easy to go, oh, well, he cheated, or, oh, he did this, or he did that. And, you know, so, just breaking up their own families due to something that they could possibly get past. And what's happening, though, is it's not like they're going to find other men. Sometimes they do. But then sometimes, like most of the time, they just wind up living alone, you know, having daughters, sisters, and, you know, husband friends or whatever they do. And it's just, it's crazy to see that they will put their happiness, they will put, you know, their emotions, like, before duty and responsibility, which is what marriage is about. And that was the roundabout, right? Marriage is about duty and responsibility. Marriage is not about a partnership. Marriage is not about a partnership. Marriage is not about being happy. Marriage is not about experiencing the highs and lows. Well, sort of. But marriage is not that Disney fairy tale stuff. Like, marriage is real. Marriage is about duty and responsibility. Two people get together, right? Man and wife get together, and marriage is for raising children. Right? And the crazy thing is that we've gotten so far away from understanding that. Marriage does not care about your feelings. Marriage is not for happiness. Marriage is for duty and responsibility. Men answer to God. Women answer to men. Children answer to women. That's how it's always been. And we've made it this far. And so now they've taken the color purple of it all, right? Which is what Kevin Samuels, you know, reference was the couple, the color purple and of the black community. And they just said, oh, you know, everybody, you know, this is what happens. You know, the men, they beat the women, and, you know, that's why women don't stay, or that's why women are doing this, and that's why women want to be free, whatever it is. And that's just, you know, there's no data to support that, like, majority of the women were being beat, or, you know, even, you know, 15%, right, which is still, I believe, you know, being beat is a high number. Maybe, you know, 1% may be a high number to some people, right? Which is to me too, you know, you definitely shouldn't beat women. But that is no way to just live your life, like, fearful of the fact that you have a duty and responsibility to, you know, marry someone and, you know, produce offspring. You know, even, you know, so even out of the, like, biblical speakings of it all, why do you think that, you know, we're driven to have sex? Right? That's how we're bred. And the fact that we've gotten away from this is, you know, really sad and disheartening, because I believe most people still, you know, want this version of, you know, what we used to have, what our grandparents and great-grandparents had, regardless of, you know, whatever, you know, whatever happened, you know, whether they may have not wanted to cook the dinner one day or wash the dishes one day. You know, they produce, you know, this lineage of people who have made it better and better and have operated, right, on a different wavelength. And I'm hoping that some people just are able to see the dotted lines and, you know, turn this ship around. Because if we continue going this way, I don't know how, you know, like the benefits are already going to be gone because we're just not making enough people. There's going to be a lot of angry men and women, you know, in their, you know, 40s and 50s that are going to be like, oh, why can't I find somebody? Because we've just gotten rid of the need for each other. I don't need a man. I make my own money. Like, that's not what women and men are for. Like, that's not what marriage is for. Marriage is about duty and responsibility. Right? We all have our duties. And as a man, there's nothing more gratifying than being able to take care of a family. Right? I love taking care of my family. And, you know, I let them know that every day. And we have disagreements. You know, we argue, but we understand where we're supposed to be and what we're doing, right? We have a duty to raise our children, and we have a duty to stay together and, you know, be help to each other, right, for our children's sake and our children's children's sake, right? Because we understand that when people, you know, when kids grow up in one parent households, especially when they grow up in one parent household with just a mom, it's just not good. And you could say whatever you want. You could frame it however you want. You could say, oh, the man did this. Yeah, it is very clear that when kids grow up in one-parent households, women-led one-parent households, it is bad, right? They have, you know, they go to jail more often. They rape more often. They have a better chance of committing suicide. They have a better chance of getting anxiety and depression. It is just not good. So that's why we have to keep these marriages sacred, right? They have to be about duty and responsibility. Nobody cares about your feelings. Nobody cares. Right? Why do we think that, you know, life is so hard between the death and all of the tragic things that happen, the diseases, like all of that stuff, and, you know, you're worried about being happy when you understand that that's going to come in waves? You just don't get to be happy forever. Like, there's not this life where, oh, you just make money and nothing ever happens and you get to go on boats and planes and trains and, you know, you get to live this jolly life. And we all obviously want the utopia. We all understand that it's not coming and it will never come. Because life is tragic, right? Life is, you know, it's a roller coaster. And you'll never sit in one emotion, right? If you are sitting in one emotion too long, most likely you're going to not be in good shape, because we need those rainy days to understand what the happy days feel like. And we need those happy days to understand what hope is. And to think anything different is just, you know, it might be naive. Some might call it foolish. But I think that we need to take a look at the things that we're doing now. You know, how we're viewing marriage. You know, these red pill channels, they get on and they say, oh, I think you shouldn't get married. Oh, I think you should get married. Oh, I would never get married. Oh, I'm going to have a woman, but I'm going to cheat. And I think we're just missing the point. Right? So while some of those things, you know, sound good and, you know, it might be entertaining, I think for the most part, we all just need to get back to understanding, you know, what marriage is for. Right? And like I said a thousand other times, duty and responsibility. Right? And it's like we've given that up because, you know, we just want to be so independent of everybody. This could be the stunted development of just how we interact in social settings, right? Due to technology. This could be the fact that many people, I don't know many or most, but let's just say a lot because I don't have the statistics on hand, are raised in single parent households and maybe don't have the understanding or have ever observed like what function looks like, what duty and responsibility looks like. But I think there's enough information out to be able to say, okay, I know in these situations that children and families thrive. Like, how can I make that happen? Right? And it just has to start. It just has to start with you guys. Find a woman very early or find a man very early and just be, you know, like be that person that they need, right? Be that helpmate, be that provider. Step into a role, you know, step into duty. Guys, there's, you know, life is nothing without duty. You know, they might tell you otherwise, but, you know, that job, and we've heard it a thousand times, you know, that job will fire you tomorrow, but your family's going to always be there. So the fact that we tell women that, oh, hey, you can just go find a job and you can go do this job and you'll be happy is sad. You know, it's disheartening. It's disingenuous. It's just not good. And I'm hoping women will start to wake up and see that, you know, it's not the way that they should go. And, you know, some very, I would imagine, 10%, less, way less than 10% maybe, want to go and work, you know, because they like to take care of people. So they want to become a doctor or caregiver or whatever it is, or a teacher or something. But, you know, put family first, because that career that's going to drag you into your late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, early 40s, you know, is not going to be worth being, 40 to 50 bitter and alone. All right, guys. That's been a lot. This one was a long one. Really appreciate you for sticking in there. Once again, guys, this is Stomping on Eggshells. I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.